I race down the service hall until I find a door with a personnel-only sign. I try the handle. It turns. In a flash, I rush in and shut the closet door behind me. Without the outside light, the small room stands in complete darkness. But as I entered, I thought I saw someone sitting on the floor. Or was it just my imagination? "Is someone in here?" I ask, unsure.
"Who's there?"
A shaky female voice replies. "Sorry to intrude," I say. "I need a place to hide."
"Well, this closet is taken," she wails. "Go away."
"Are you crying?"
"No."
Her reply comes out in a howl. Clearly, the woman is crying. "Should I turn on the lights?" I grope the wall for a switch, find one, and flip it, but I only get a quick flash of metal racks filled with linens and toiletries before I'm hit over the head by something white and fluffy. A towel.
"Put that along the threshold," my fellow stowaway orders. "People outside might notice the light. You'll get us caught."
I do as she says, and then turn around to assess the situation. The hideaway is minuscule and cramped. Two silver racks crammed with supplies are pushed against the walls, with only a narrow hole in the middle. Exactly what one would expect from a hotel storage room. The woman sharing this impromptu refuge with me is a young brunette in a white t-shirt and jeans. She's sitting cross-legged in the sliver of space between the racks, her shoulders leaning against the back wall. Hands in her lap, she's clinging to a phone, its screen dark. I sit on the opposite side of the closet, resting with my back against the door with a sigh. I'm knackered. I fold my legs close to my chest, so as not to invade her space too much. Even like this, our knees are not 3 feet apart. And study her. She isn't looking at me. She's too busy blowing her nose and wiping tears from her face. But even with a runny nose, red blotted skin, and tear-streaked cheeks, I can tell she's pretty. When the lady finally lifts her eyes to meet mine, their color is breathtaking, a deep, vibrant blue that reminds me of the Pacific Ocean on a sunny day. I wait for those two sapphires to widen in recognition as she takes me in, but nothing happens. Not a blink. She barely spares me a glance, then goes back to blowing her nose. Could she really not have recognized me? Must still be too shocked a random bloke barged in on her hiding place. I wonder what a crying girl's doing stashed up in the broom closet of the Peninsula Beverly Hills. Hey, are you okay? I ask.
Do I look okay to you?
She fires back. Yeah, Christian, kind of a dick question. I meant, what happened? Why are you hiding in here?
Why are you?
She retorts. Should I tell her I'm running from the paparazzi? No real reason why, but a gut feeling is telling me not to. So I decide not to mention the paps. Fair enough, I say. Want to swap stories? I tilt my head at her in a silent question. She nods, so I go ahead and give her an edited version of the truth, which is how I was meeting privately with Ridley Scott to discuss his next movie, but the paps busted us, becomes I had a meeting about a project I'd like to keep under wraps, but a bunch of people I've worked with in the past appeared in the lobby. Small world, huh? I tried to be casual. And I couldn't have them see me here today. Hence the closet.
Secret meeting?
She frowns.
Sounds shady.
I smile. More confidential, really. What about you?
I...
She starts the phrase multiple times before collapsing in another fit of sobs.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. What's your name?
Lana,
she says, blows her nose, then looks at me expectantly.
And you?